You're listening to a Share Radio podcast.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned property because we're kind of staying in that area a bit. We do know that more than ever before, this was an e-commerce Christmas. So many of our presents and food items were delivered direct to our doors. And we all know that top-grade logistics are an essential ingredient in getting goods to customers profitably and on time. But there could be some barriers in the way. An authoritative report on the UK logistics sector has urged for land to be set aside for industrial space by the government, that a growing shortfall could harm the rise of the online retailers. Certainly, according to the city law firm Addleshaw Goddard, more than 18 million square feet of new industrial estate, that is equivalent apparently to 251 Wembley stadiums, is going to be needed every year to keep up with the demand from deliverers. Well, Leona Ahmed is head of real estate. She's a lawyer at the law firm Addleshaw Goddard, and she joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, so just tell us, how has this situation come about?
Well, we have to go back to 2008, really, when we had the financial crash, which essentially hit the property market along with lots of other markets. And broadly speaking, the kinds of developers that build these kinds of assets, sheds as they were called then, they're now logistics, much more high tech, were very reluctant to build them, concerned about oversupply. So that gave us a lag in terms of supply, and that's continued despite the fact that e-commerce has been growing, as you've said. And, you know, this Christmas we will have seen a load of stats that show that it's grown again, yet again this year.
You know, so looking at the numbers, so 18 million square foot required a year, mm-hmm. and yet we've only just increased it by, what, 3.5 million?
Yes.
So yeah, that is a massive shortfall. How quickly can this shortfall be compressed, be reversed?
I'm not sure it's a timing thing. I think it's about unlocking certain things. So some of the key findings from the report are that essentially local authorities need to be forced to designate land for industrial purposes. And there's a real issue with that word industrial. Everybody has visions of 1960s, 1970s, dirty industrial sites. These aren't. These are some of the most high-tech buildings that are being built now, with some of the most amazing.
When you say that, but they do kind of sterilise the countryside, don't they? If you drive past a sort of endless wall, and they take up a lot of land,
yes.
but they don't actually provide very much employment. You can understand why local authorities might not be terribly keen.
Well, actually, one of the examples in the report actually answers that very well. So Wakefield, TK Maxx needed a brand new hub. They'd outgrown their one in Normanton. And they approached Caddick, who's the developer. Caddick, working with the council, actually released a tranche of land that wasn't really appropriate for logistics. It didn't have any of the services that it needed, no electricity supply, etc. They actually had to put that in under the A1M. But what it did provide was local jobs for people who wanted to work for TK Maxx. So actually it was job creation, it was release of the land. The local authority got a site that was remediated, because they're generally brownfield sites where you can't really build anything else unless you do a big cleanup operation. And actually people got comfortable with it because it's actually improving the local economy. And there's a point here that, you know, everybody's been very focused on London and the effect of Brexit and financial services. This is something that can drive the economy in a much wider sense. A lot of these things will be built outside of London. There's a need, yes, for what we call the last mile delivery point, which needs to be much closer to urban conurbations. But the big sheds that you describe that aren't the most pretty things, yes, they need to be built in areas that are outside of those urban conurbations.
Because that's the reality, isn't it? In today's world, a world of immediate delivery, a world of flexibility, a world of e-commerce, this is what we need. In order to enhance our productive capability as an economy, we need good logistics. We need flexible, an offering which basically fits in with the 21st century economy. That's got to be good for everybody, surely.
Yes, and actually, one of the things that the report talks about is actually the need to invest in infrastructure, because all of these logistics hubs need access to either rail or road. And actually, one of the biggest areas that the report identifies is actually investing in our rail infrastructure, because actually you can shift a great deal more by rail than you can by road. And there is an environmental impact of greater road use than there would be if you improve the rail infrastructure. Ports, again, if you look at the London Gateway port at DP World, that's going to be serviced.
This is the one on the Thames Estuary.
Yes, it is. It is. And I don't know whether you've ever visited.
I've been there. Yes,
it's incredible.
It is a most extraordinary place.
Exactly. Yes. But, you know, the sorts of logistics that are being built there by DP World and the rail infrastructure that's been put in place. And actually, you visited it, so you will see what the developer's done there in terms of preserving some of the areas of natural beauty around it. You know, it doesn't have to be an ugly development that doesn't contribute to the wider economy in a very positive way.
If we think though about real estate more generally, on the edge of our towns, there are a lot of, I don't know, out of town places where people have left because there isn't the demand for them anymore. There are a lot of rather sad looking properties that, of course, are empty office blocks as well. I'm guessing that some of these places will be too small for conversion. I mean, even if you could convince people that we need these urban hubs, because, of course, they're not places that people visit, are they?
No, and actually, you're absolutely right. You look around many urban conurbations now. We had a plethora of retail parks that were built in the 90s and the early 2000s. You know, we've all seen them, the Mamas and Papas and the Boots and the, you know, TK Maxx and the Argos. And you're right, whilst those retailers still need to have outlets near urban conurbations or indeed in high streets, the point is people aren't now going, they're ordering that stuff online, and if anything they're doing the click and collect. And actually one of the things that the report identifies is actually how local authorities redefine those areas. So instead of making them retail parks, should they be small hubs where you've got that last mile delivery point? So yes, you're right, they're not big enough for the, you know, 100 million square feet hub that Amazon needs. However, for that last mile delivery that they need to make, because people now don't want to wait 24 hours, they want it within the hour, or, you know, a 2-hour delivery slot. So that's the other challenge, is how you fulfil that requirement. And redefining some of those assets definitely has a place to play in that.
So is this actually affecting potentially profitability for companies in who are dealing with customers online?
What the report identifies is that if we don't build enough of this sort of space, then obviously there isn't enough supply. That pushes up rents. And actually, Savills, who provided the research for the report, identify that at the moment there's only 4% vacancy rate, which is incredible because of the lack of development that's taking place. So that pushes up the price of the occupiers in terms of what they have to pay for rental. And it's like all of these things, these costs get pushed on to the consumer. They're small amounts, but incrementally, if we don't make some of the other changes, so for example, how business rates are applied, you know, those costs get passed on to the consumer. Now, people may feel that that's worth paying, but there comes a point where actually those businesses need to make a profit, and if they've got costs of their delivery points, costs of delivering in itself, the employment of people, and a less than transparent tax regime, then that starts impacting what they charge their customers and how they pass that on.
Okay, well, it's a thoughtful report. There's quite a lot in it for anybody involved in the property world, and certainly food for thought, also maybe for investors considering the remorseless rise of e-commerce and where it kind of leaves more traditional retailers and deliverers, shall we say. Thanks for that. That's Leona Ahmed, and she is from the city law firm Adelsham Goddard.